You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 30th of October edition. Happy Halloween to anyone who celebrates it. Today we're going to be talking about new release beauty products and some updates of things that we've talked about in the past. I think we'll just get into the updates. We have one holiday update and one non-holiday update. So we'll start with holiday. This is from Fenty. We've got two new like sets essentially. So we have the Glow Trio Face, Lip and Body Set. It's $42. Contains a gloss bomb in Fenty Glow and the Cheeks Out Cream Blush in Fenty Glow, plus a Diamond Bomb Highlighter in Fenty Glow. So the Cream Blush and the Diamond Bomb are both exclusive new shades. They're exclusive to that pack. Whether they will come out in the future, look, we'll see. They probably will. Then we have the Full Snap Eyeshadow and Mini Mascara Set. This is $29. It contains the Hollow Days palette, which has six shades in there. There's some mattes, metallics, a glitter and a duochrome, and then there's a mini full frontal mascara. It's all available now at Sephora and FentyBeauty.com.
Look, I'm going to have to say I quite like this face and lip gloss pack. I think it's a sort of smart color story. The lip gloss shade, so Fenty Glow, is one of like the most popular lip gloss shades, so it's nice to see them sort of extending that sort of nude shade into blush and highlighter. I think I can see this one selling pretty fast.
Yes, yeah. The shade of the blush is really nice as well. If that highlighter's not too dark, I might be tempted. But yeah, there we go.
All right, the next update is from XO Beauty. So this is Shanexo's brand. And it was a couple of months ago we saw a new sort of sneak peek of a palette. It's her second eyeshadow palette from her brand. And over the weekend, it released and it sold out really, really fast, but it will be restocked. So I'll give some details and then we'll discuss it because there's stuff to discuss. Okay, so this is the Native palette and it's themed around New Zealand's native flora and fauna. So Shannon talks about that as long as she can remember, she's been in love and fascinated with native species in New Zealand. And she decided to combine her two passions. She does explain every shade and like the meaning behind it. Most of them are named after either animals or plants, but she talks about that on her YouTube reveal video. She also says that she's donated to both the Native Forest Restoration Trust and the Endangered Species Foundation. So it's a high quality vegan cruelty-free palette. Like I said, it's available now, but it has sold out, but it will be restocked. All right, so essentially it's the same format as her last palette, which was the Heaps of Sweets palette, which was very nude, pink and purple. This one is a lot more, there's earthy tones. So there's greens, there's like honey yellows and golds and browns, and it is definitely, you can see the inspiration. It's inspired by plants and animals, and you can see that very clearly. And this is a really nice color story that complements her last palette, but also is pretty trendy right now, and sort of vibes in that sort of grungy green. Now, when I posted about this on Instagram, there was a lot of, I would say, people, I don't want to say outrage because that's probably too extreme. There were some outraged people. There definitely were. But a lot of people found this palette quite offensive. And look, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant. So if you want to skip it, there's timestamps in the description box if you just want to move on to the next thing. But the thing that people found offensive about this was the name of the palette called Native. Mm-hmm. So if you're in North America, people refer to like the, if you use Native as a noun, people associate that with native people. Now, in Australia and in New Zealand, we don't refer to people as natives. We refer to people as indigenous. Or, you know, in New Zealand, they might mention people as Maori. In Australia, you know, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander. So we never refer to people as native. Whenever we talk about native, we talk about plants or animals. And if you do a Google search in Australia, I can tell because I did it, and you search natives, the thing that comes up are plants or nurseries where to buy native plants. So when I post about this, I was like, this is a cool palette. Yep, it makes sense. The name makes sense. And then when I started seeing comments come through, I was like, oh shit. Like, okay, people in the US and Canada are getting really offended at the name. And I think it's totally valid to, in the context of your culture, if this is an offensive term, to be offended at it. That is totally valid. Like, your feelings are valid. However, I think it is really important to step back and look at other people's cultures, realize, okay, this is referring to plants and animals, and this is not made to offend people. So when there was discussions happening on the Instagram post, there was a lot of people that being like, no, you're wrong. I don't care what it means in your country. It's offensive to me. She shouldn't have named it this. And I think that's really sort of US-centric. It's really sort of blinkers on and very selfish to not respect someone else's culture. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a case of my feelings are more important than your feelings, or my culture is more important than your culture. You know, based on what the palette looks like visually, what the shades are named, the colours of the shades, it's very clear where this palette is going. It's very relevant to New Zealand culture. It's even relevant to Australian culture. So I think it's a bit unfair to Shannon in the way that, you know, it's like she has probably definitely unintentionally, I would never see Shannon willingly try to offend people with an eyeshadow palette. And I just think it's unfair to her because she's tried to do something to honour her own culture. And in turn, people have said, well, fuck your culture. Mine is more important and you offended me.
Yeah, I think also you touched on a good point where, like, I feel really bad for Shannon because as soon as this launched, and she was probably very excited for it, it's a new palette, she's worked on it for ages, it means a lot to her, she probably put in a lot of time and effort into it. So she was probably like, oh, my baby, and it's being launched, I'm so excited, and all of a sudden being hit by you're being disrespectful and you're being racist and you're this and you're that. I don't think at all she intended to offend anyone. Like, it was only when people mentioned it in the comments to me that I was like, oh shit, yeah, I can see how people interpret it that way. I didn't make the connection until people brought it up, and I'm sure she's the very same way. And there were people saying she should have done research, how dare she? But what it comes down to is that unless she did like a survey of all of her customers being like, how does this word offend you? Like, you can't really do research on this. Like, in her culture, it means plants and animals. In our culture, it does as well. You'd never refer to a person as native in Australia or probably in New Zealand.
No,
because that's
indigenous.
Very disrespectful. It's very disrespectful.
They're indigenous.
Like, yeah, you'd never do it. It's not even something that, like, registers. And I think it's also really important to point out that even though her website ships internationally, I don't think this is designed for the US and Canadian audience. I honestly think this is a palette that she's created for her fellow New Zealanders. So even though she does have a global reach, I honestly think that this is not for the people getting offended. This is for the people that understand it and get it and go, this is a great representation of our country.
Yeah, it's not always about you. Sometimes, like, this is... Shannon is very proud New Zealander. You know, I've watched her. You can tell that she loves her culture. She's very proud of her country. Fuck, all New Zealanders should be proud of their country.
Yeah.
Especially this bloody year with what they have done. And I just don't... I don't think it's fair. It's not fair the way people are going after her about this. Because it's, you know, people are putting it into their own context that isn't, it's, everywhere in the world is different, you know. Just because something might be one way in Australia, it doesn't mean that it's that way in America, and exactly vice versa. So I think having a go at her and coming for her over something that is very relevant to her culture and to her country, it's just really disrespectful of the community. Like, people are just being really, you know, they're screaming about how she's disrespecting them, but on the other vein, you're not taking into consideration her culture or her country, and that is just as disrespectful.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, on to new stuff, and we're going to start with ColourPop. We've got a couple of releases from ColourPop. One I saw just today, and we might start with that one because it's probably the biggest news from ColourPop. They are launching the Child Palette. This is inspired by the Lucasfilm series The Mandalorian, which is on Disney Plus. So it's in the same universe as Star Wars. So whenever you touch on Star Wars, this is going to sell out in an instant. And also the child, which is essentially the baby Yoda, went like viral very at the start of the year. People were going nuts for it. And I reckon
to
what
the
color...
point where it got annoying. I was just like, shut the fuck up.
I agree. But I reckon what ColourPop did, as soon as that went viral, they're like, we're going to start negotiating and getting the rights to creating a palette. And that's exactly what they've done. So this is going to be launching on October the 29th. So at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So when you're watching this, it's pretty much been out just for a few hours or whatever. So this is going to sell out really, really fast. We did post about it on Instagram. So hopefully you follow us on Instagram and saw it. But this is going to be like, it's going to fly off the shelves. So essentially it's the Child Palette. And it's a monochromatic olive green palette with a mix of mattes and metallic shades. It also has some like browns and golds in it as well. It looks like, so it's a 9-pan little capsule palette. It does have the baby Yoda stylized on the front. It looks like the sort of color stories go down in columns this time. So you almost have like a olive green column, and then you have more of a mint green column, and then more of a nude column. You know, some people love the color story, other people find it really boring. I have to say it's true to the character, so I think they've done a really good job here. And yeah, I've seen The Mandalorian. I understand the context of it. I'm not like a Star Wars, such a crazy fan that I'm going to start buying things just for it, but I know so many people that are so excited for this, so
they're going to be keen for it. The next item that we have from ColourPop is the Stone Cold Fox palette. So this is a 30 pan palette, and it's cool toned. It's actually cool toned.
It is actually
cool-toned. I'm surprised. When I first saw this, I was like, okay, I guess they got the memo. When you compare it to the Bare Necessities, we do have an image here, you can definitely see that it pulls quite grey, which I like. I'm down with this palette. So the palette is out now if you're interested in it. There's a lot of, you know, dark tones in there. Black, obviously, but you've also got silvers and dark greys, dark cool tone browns, and then it goes also into sort of mauvey and purpley-ish shades. So there's a lot in there that's very cool toned. I like it.
I like this too. I actually have the Bare Necessities, and I can tell you that it's a 30 pan palette, but they've got the mini size pans. It's actually a fairly small palette. It's not like a Morphe palette. It's quite compact for a 30 pan palette. I do think there's a lot of sort of repetitive shades going on here. They could have cut it down to maybe a 20 pan palette and still had the same effect. But I really do like the color story. I like where this is going. I think it's a nice accompanying palette to the Bare Necessities. You sort of have all the nudes, all the bases covered with these two palettes, which I think is really smart. It's also $34, so it's not that expensive for what you're getting. And the quality of these are fairly nice. It's not like outstanding, but it is definitely usable and you can get some really pretty effects. So I dig this. I like it. And there's also a brush set that's going with it. The ultimate brush roll. This is $32. We saw them release one of these with the Bare Necessity palette as well.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
All right, we've got some new products from e.l.f. Cosmetics. This is a new putty blush. This is a lightweight but buildable putty to powder blush. It blends seamlessly onto the skin. It's infused with argan oil and vitamin E for added nourishment. It's a silky smooth buildable formula that will give you a flushed from within glow. So we've got 8 shades here and they're available now for $6. I have to say, they've made some nice shades. They do have, like, it's quite pink heavy, but they do have some nice browny nude tones, some more peachy nude tones. I think these are nice. I like the idea of a putty to powder. I think that's a really nice formula. It suits pretty much all skin types, which is great. And, you know, if you're an e.l.f. fan, go for your life.
Okay, we have seen a new palette from Huda Beauty. So this is the new Naughty Nude palette. Oh, Lord Almighty, help me. So this is launching on the 1st of November. It contains 18 shades with 5 textures. So you've got 8 mattes, 5 metallics, 3 multi-reflective marble creams, 1 hypnotic marble cream. What is a fucking hypnotic marble cream? Gosh.
No idea.
And then 1 never seen before gloss with encapsulated bronze and berry pearls, which looks like what coronavirus looks like in a petri dish.
Yes. This is definitely coronavirus. It looks like fucking... Yeah, I agree. It's a coronavirus palette.
Syphilis or like... It's... Chlamydia
Typhoid.
On a petri dish.
It's something disgusting.
Yeah.
It's called slippery as well, which just sounds gross. The shade name is slippery. It's disgusting. But we've had a lot of people request for us to destroy this palette, and as soon as it comes to Australia, I am keen to dig this out.
We'll get it.
So the description is that it's essentially like balls of pigment in like a jelly base. Which is disgusting. It's in a gloss.
Yeah, it is.
And when you look at the swatches, okay, on the screen I will have an arrow to the swatch that is that slippery shade. It looks sheer and patchy and not very impressive.
It does.
It's almost like the most disappointing shimmer shade in the palette in these swatches. So why even bother?
I don't know. She loves to do this. She loves to create something where it's like, the reason you're buying this overpriced piece of crap that you've seen a million times before is for that one shade because you are curious. And the thing about those shades, if you go in store to like swatch it and see what it looks like, unless you're literally the first person touching the palette, someone else has come along and just gone, yee! So you don't even get to see what it fucking looks like. That's the shopping experience of Huda Beauty.
Like when it comes to these marble, like marble finish pans, I think they look really cool. And swatched, they look fine. There is one that I think it must be that sort of hypnotic marble cream. I think it's the second shade Passion because it almost looks like it's like a, has like a duochrome-y blue effect to it.
Yes.
I think they look really pretty and it does give the pans a really nice visual effect. But the problem with these types of eyeshadows is that depending on where you put your brush in the pan, you could be putting like a light shade on your eyes or you could be putting a dark shade on your eyes. So you could really have a lot of color variation from eye to eye in one look.
Mm.
So it's not a consistent effect on the eye, which is the hard part about it, but it does look cool.
Yeah.
I do want to say in this swatch photo, if you take away the two bottom shades, so that hypnotic bluey purple shade and that matte purple, does that not look like her medium and her deep
nude
palettes just put into a larger palette?
Pretty much.
That's exactly what you're pretty much getting. It just seems so redundant for her range.
Yeah, it's so Huda that it's kind of sad because, like you said, it makes it redundant because we've seen it from her before. So, yeah.
Like, I own those nude obsession palettes and I'm like, I've got this. Yeah. I've got this.
Exactly. Other than creating this new formula, is there really anything here that we haven't seen before?
No, it also looks like the Natasha Denona bronze palette.
It does, yes.
So it's you can get this time and time again. And this will cost in Australia over $100. And the only reason we'll buy it is to fucking dig out those balls and smudge them around on the makeup breakup.
Yeah.
And we're finally getting out of lockdown, guys, after 4 consecutive months of lockdown in Melbourne. Longest lockdown in history of the world during the coronavirus. Yeah. We're finally getting out of it. So as soon as this is available, we can actually film the makeup breakup, which is
very rare.
That's why we haven't been doing it. I know a lot of people are like, where's the makeup breakup? We can't see each other. We've been in lockdown.
We're not allowed to.
It's illegal to see each other. It's illegal. Yeah. Exactly. Until late this week. Hooray. So, so that's really cool.
Next up, we have another collection from Lancôme and Chiara Ferragni, I think her name is pronounced. I probably butchered that. But this is the second collection. So, we've seen one before where it had sort of pink packaging with these eyes on it. And now we're seeing another one. It's blue, and it's pretty similar to what we saw first time around. We have an eyeshadow palette that has like eye and face products in it. There are 3 lipsticks. There is a Monsieur Big mascara, and then we have a liquid eyeliner pen. So, and of course, there's a makeup bag with those eyes on it, which are kind of creepy, kind of cute.
Yeah, it is definitely creepy cute. I love the mascara and lipstick tubes. I love the metallic blue with the one eye.
Really cute,
I think it's
really
beautiful. This is totally up my alley, I think, style-wise. One of the lipsticks is a metallic red. But then the other one is a bright red, and then there's a nude, which are beautiful.
I think the nude and the other red are potentially mattes.
Yeah, they look like they might be matte. All right, we've got a sneak peek of an upcoming collaboration with Melt Cosmetics, and hopefully by the time this is up, we will have more photos. But all we've seen so far is the founders of Melt Cosmetics dressed as
Beetlejuice.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's like doing my head in.
I love it.
I'm so excited. I love Beetlejuice. Okay, I don't care too much about the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, whatever. If you're vibing that, go for it. This is my era and I am obsessed with this. If my sister wore makeup, she'd be getting this for Christmas because she loves Beetlejuice. Too bad she doesn't wear makeup, so that's the worst thing. I have makeup galore and makeup that I want to give people. My sister doesn't even wear makeup. Anyway,
It sucks.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. I'm seeing some greens and purples. It might be two palettes, Hayley. You can have the purple. I can have the green.
It might be. That would work for me because I'm a mega fan of Beetlejuice as well. Last year for Halloween.
It was a couple of years ago, but yeah, you did.
A couple of years ago, yeah. I went as Beetlejuice. I love the idea of this and I know that they could get me with this. But if there's greens in the palette, I won't wear it. And I'm not trying to buy makeup that I don't wear.
Yeah.
So I need it to be two palettes.
Yeah.
And I need one to not have green shades in it.
Yeah. Whereas I love greens and I also love purples. So I'm vibing this big time. Look, there's a part of me that since we've been in lockdown and since this year's been such a drag, I'm not super into, and you probably noticed the last few sort of weeks or whatever months, we've been a little bit less like, yeah, I really want to buy this because we're not wearing makeup. This is the only time of the week I wear makeup. So it's not even exciting to wear makeup or experiment with makeup anymore. So I'm trying not to buy things just for like collection sake and this is exciting. Yeah. I love the property because I feel like I've been burnt too many times in the past. I'm looking at my collection of Game of Thrones Urban Decay up there and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, I know.
I've been burnt in the past, but I do know Melt can make some really nice colours. Their packaging can be beautiful. Their formula can be quite nice. Not amazing, but quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
So if this gets me, if it speaks to me and I'm going to wear it, I will buy the crap out of this. I hope they don't butcher it. That's my concern. I hope they don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Because you've got potential to make this amazing.
I'm pretty confident that they won't. Unless they try to do something weird with that. Remember that palette they brought out that had like...
Yeah, the steps.
Raised bits and... Yeah, I don't know what you guys were smoking, but don't... Stop smoking that and smoke the shit that you were on when you did the... Remember that gorgeous collection where they had the two, sugar skulls
that was last Christmas together? Yeah.
Yes, that was, like, that's the tick box. Tick, tick, tick. So I am hopeful that they'll be able to do something good with this. But if they butcher it, I'm going to fucking slay them.
Yeah, warning. We're going to come for you.
I will fucking destroy you.
Yeah. This is a treasured, memory for me, Beetlejuice. I love Beetlejuice, so don't fuck it up. Do you know what my concern's going to be, Hayley? 50 Shades of Black.
Oh, yeah. I know. And look, they could totally go there. That's, you can't trust him. You can't trust him.
But I'm keen to talk about this as an update because I want to see what they're doing with it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with it. Okay. But don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
We won't be nice to you. This is worlds away from the potential excitement of Beetlejuice and Melt. This is Nikita, Dragon and Morphe.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Artistry palette. This is $30. It's 35 shades. And then we have the brush set, which is $20. Apparently it's got a $50 value, which I would question. It looks like these have black handles, green writing, purple metallic ferrules. There are also Dragon Beauty products being stocked at Morphe in-store and online. This is launching on the 5th of November. So the matte liquid lipsticks will be available in the shades Dragon Blood, Nikita and Bad Bitch. We have the three-way mini trio, which are the lip glosses. Then we have the Transformation face powder and the Dragon Wing eyeliner, which is apparently new.
Yeah.
It's in the shade Blackout and it's going to be $18. So
yeah, we haven't seen that yet.
Any of them. There we go. Dragon Beauty being stocked at Morphe and a palette that nobody will want.
Yeah, they have to replace Jeffree Star.
They do.
We've got these shelves that are just free, so we need to just start stocking other influencer brands because, see you later, Jeff.
Suppose Jeffree Star, he probably wouldn't need as much space now. I can't imagine his shit is selling well.
Well, didn't they pull from all. They pulled his brand.
Did they pull him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did they?
Pretty sure they did.
Wow. Okay, then.
Because they originally pulled the Shane Dawson collab, and then I think they announced they pulled all of Jeffrey.
Oh.
And they had, like, all this stuff, like, 20 or 30% off or something to clear it out.
Shit. There you go.
look, I want to say with this palette, I feel like they were trying to cover too much ground. So in this ad video that they'll be playing on the screen, it's very pink, green, purple. It looks a little bit like futuristic, colorful.
Yeah.
It kind of the vibe is cool. It's not really a vibe that I need to, I doesn't really suit my aesthetic, but the vibe itself is really, really cool. Now, when you look at that and the image of her holding the palette with the green eyeshadow and, you know, green and purple sort of lights and everything, you go, this is actually pretty fun. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Then you see the palette and you're like, what the actual fuck did they do?
I know.
It's pretty much
got, like,
nude, warm toned, and then you get into the colors of the last three rows. And there's one green.
Yeah.
The whole color story in the ad is green, and there's one green in
there's
what,
like,
36 shades or what is it? 30?
Yeah.
Whatever.
35
shades.
Or, yeah.
One green.
There's like a sort of slime green and then a foresty green metallic. Then you've got two purples and it's like brown and black and red and blue and pink and...
Yeah, it's weird.
What is it?
Yeah, I think it would have been... Like, I understand that this is a lot more versatile because there's more sort of variety in here, but I really would have loved for them to lean in hard on that theme. And even though it's not going to be for everyone, it would be a more unique palette. So, it's a bit jumbled.
Something else I like the imagery of rather than the actual products, Pabba Grass. So we have some new... essentially lip balms in pots. I feel like this is going backwards, personally.
Yes.
You know, she had her beautiful, like, bullet lip balms, and now we have lip balms in little tins.
It's like the Nivea lip balms.
It is like Nivea lip balm. I don't really get this. So these are Luxe lip balms, and they say prepare for unlimited lust-inducing liaisons with the captivating covert key to a killer kiss.
Oh my God. What is
this shit? What is this fucking dicky shit? So they're saying it's an alluringly addictive balm that's infused with a blend of soothing emollients, antioxidants, and vitamins that repair, restore, and replenish the lips. It's available now at Pat McGrath. They're $40 Australian each.
Yeah. So they come in two shades. There's Clear and Rose Fantasy, which is a pink tinted one. US $25 each or $40 Australian. Or you can buy the duo for $48 US or $69 Australian. Imagine buying a tub of lip balm or two tubs of lip balm for $69 Australian.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's going to be the next coming of Jesus to even, like, no.
Exactly.
And it's not. It's lip balm. Let's be fair.
I
thought Laneige was bougie.
Yes, it is. The price tag is, at least, especially in Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in this. All right, guys. So it actually turns out that that was the last thing that we were going to talk about. We did have something else on our list. But I think it's just a waste of space, to be honest.
To be fair, there was a few things we culled from this episode because they were dead boring.
They were just boring, and, like, sometimes you just got to know when to trim the fat.
Yeah, so in the future, we might actually start doing this a little bit more to make these episodes a little bit shorter, more compact, more fun to do. You know, if the episodes get a bit shorter, look, it's actually better in the long run. Let's just put it
is.
Out there. It's nicer for everyone
Quality
involved.
Over quantity.
That's true.
One other thing we do want to mention before we wrap this episode up is usually we dress up for our Halloween episode, which is technically this one, but this year we didn't. It's not really... We're in lockdown, for fuck's sake. Like, it's too hard to organize a costume. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. You just have to look at our ugly mugs instead. So
I was gonna wear I was gonna wear blue lipstick, but I totally forgot.
Oh, so, there you go.
Maybe next
episode. I just went nude face. Hey, I've got like red and yellow in my hair. There we go. Spoopy.
She's a rooster.
I am. I'm a rooster. Now, the time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Iris.
Thank you, Iris.
Thank you, Iris, for supporting Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. Since we are talking about VIPs, essentially, if you don't know what that is, we choose someone from our list of channel members to basically shout out in the episode. Now, something that we usually do for our channel members are live chats, and we've not been able to do them for pretty much the whole year. It's been
Last one might have been in March, maybe? February
probably,
or March. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. But it looks like we might be able to do one in November. So keep an eye out for that, channel members.
I'm so excited.
And if you want to find out more, there's a membership button somewhere down there. Have a look.
Yes.
You'll find it. Just have a look.
Yeah.
Kat, what's our emoji?
We're going with zombies because that was the closest thing to Beetlejuice. And now I've got that song at the end of Beetlejuice in my head. You know when they're like...
I love it.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Harry Belafonte. Harry Delafonte. Yes.
Yeah. I've got it in my head.
I love it.
I'm going to put that on and dance around with my baby after this. So anyway, so we're going with zombies because that's the closest thing to Beetlejuice. We love Beetlejuice, and fingers crossed, the Melt collection is worth buying.
He's a winner.
I'm ready to shop, man. I'm fucking ready to shop. I'm ready. So that's it.
There we go. All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a thumbs up, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.